Welcome to InfoWars Nightly News. My name is David Ortiz. It's September the 11th of 2012, and here's what we have in store for you tonight.
Tonight, on the special 9/11 anniversary edition of the InfoWars Nightly News, Alex Jones breaks down the smoking gun evidence that 9/11 was an inside job. Plus, proof that toxic ground zero dust caused up to 50 types of cancer will finally force the government to compensate victims. Then, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta threatens Iran with war as U.S. intelligence claims Iran is one step closer to building the bomb. And Linda West hits the streets to find out how Americans feel about losing their freedom to the ever-expanding TSA Gestapo in a post-9/11 America. That's coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Good evening. Well, today is the 11th year anniversary of the tragic 9/11 attacks. President Obama honored the occasion by observing a moment of silence with his wife in Washington. Presidential contender Mitt Romney also observed the occasion by having a moment of silence in Chicago. Paul Craig Roberts today recently posted an article on InfoWars.com that talked about his view on the tragedy. Now, for those who don't know, Paul Craig Roberts is a high-ranking official in the Reagan Department. He was a high-ranking official in the Reagan Department, and he feels that there are two tales to be told. One is what the government is telling you, and the other is what really happened. Here's what Mr. Roberts has to say as far as the government's take on it. According to the government, according to Mr. Roberts, a handful of Arabs, mainly Saudi Arabians, operating independently of any government and competent intelligence service, men without James Bond and V for Vendetta capabilities, outwitted not only the CIA, FBI, and National Security Agency, but all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies, along with all security agencies of America's NATO allies and Israel's Mossad. So that's one tale that the government is telling us. Obviously, it doesn't make much sense, but that's what they're force-feeding to the public. And according to Mr. Roberts, it obviously doesn't make much sense. But here's what he says, in his estimation, is really happening. The humiliating failure of U.S. national security did not result in immediate demands from the President of the United States, from Congress, from the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and from the media for an investigation of how such improbable total failure could have occurred. No one was held accountable for the greatest failure of national security in world history. Instead, the White House dragged its feet for a year, resisting any investigation until the persistent demands from 9/11 families for accountability forced President George W. Bush to appoint a political commission devoid of any experts to hold a pretend investigation. And obviously, the 9/11 commission was created, but one member of the commission left, calling the whole spectacle a farce. And co-chairman Tom Kaine stated that he was quite dissatisfied with the relationship he had with the federal government during that time. According to Mr. Kaine, he was not being given as much information as he would have liked. Now, if you hold on tight in a couple of minutes, we're going to have a new segment featuring Alex, where he's going to talk a little bit about his take on what really occurred on 9/11. Obviously, Alex feels 9/11 was an inside job, but he's going to talk about his latest feelings about the tragedy that occurred. So hold on tight for that. That's going to be power-packed. In other news, the 9/11 World Trade Center health program adds 50 types of cancer, according to the National Institute for Occupational Safety. They've added about 50 types of cancer to the list of September 11th World Trade Center related illnesses that will be covered by a program to pay for health coverage. So obviously, the federal government is now admitting that maybe if you were a first responder and you went down there, if you were coughing up a lung, maybe it was in fact due to the toxins that were in the air. For a long time, they were denying that you can get sick if you were down at ground zero. Here's what former EPA Director Christy Todd Whitman had to say.
You know asbestos was in there, is in those buildings, lead is in those buildings. There are the VOCs. However, the concentrations are such that they don't pose a health hazard. We're going to make sure everybody's safe.
So there you go, Christy Todd Whitman saying everything is just dandy. Well, everything was not just dandy. Let me tell you what's actually in that smoke. According to reports, analysis showed that the substances in the dust from the collapse of the World Trade Center's Twin Towers included cement, gypsum, asbestos, glass fibers, calcium carbonate, lead and other metal particles, and toxins. But, they said everything was just dandy. Now, the unfortunate situation here is the government has set aside $4 billion to help the victims of 9/11. However, even though more people can now apply, they're not going to raise the amount of money they're setting aside for the victims. So you're going to have more people applying for less funds. So the government creates a false flag attack. Then they tell the victims it's okay. If you're coughing up a lung, it's all in your imagination. And then they take away $4 billion plus dollars from the private sector to help the victims. Now, obviously, we want the victims to be helped. But had the false flag not occurred in the first place, everything would have been better. And now to other news. Speaking of the police state, which 9/11 ushered in, a 16-year-old is questioned by FBI officials over a YouTube video that he uploaded. According to Justin Hallman, a 16-year-old, after having uploaded a YouTube video which highlighted how America was slipping into a police state, he was visited by FBI officials. They knocked on his door, and according to Justin, they tried to get him to join the dark side. According to Mr. Hallman, they attempted to recruit him to spy on Anonymous. Mr. Hallman says they wanted me to be an informant to possibly put my life in danger to help them arrest and gain intel on Occupy protesters and hackers. So isn't that amazing? He uploads a video onto YouTube talking about how the police state is growing and getting out of control. And who knocks on his door? The police state. We're here. Mr. Hallman also said that during his conversation with the feds, they were asking him about conversations he had with his teacher about the Illuminati. They were wondering why he was asking questions about the Illuminati. So how does the FBI even know that he's having these conversations? The FBI obviously talked to his teacher as well, which is quite concerning. Now, speaking of the police state, we're going to go over to a report, a dynamic report that Linda West has produced on the TSA.
Hi, this is Linda West reporting with Infowars.com. Today we're at the Austin airport and we're going to be asking people about their feelings about the ever-expanding TSA. In LA, they've passed a new policy one, which makes it illegal to videotape or photograph at the airport. But while it's still legal here, here we are. If they plan to expand the TSA, which they do, and to go into train stations and sporting events, if you have to walk through a TSA and get scanned to go into the mall, would you still want to do that? Do you still think that would be needed?
Probably not. And I recognize terrorism can hit anywhere.
Right.
But I doubt they're going to hit me at Kohl's.
Things like your car being taken, having a picture taken of your car when you go through the toll road, right, having that kind of record of where somebody was at some time, I think, is
kind of big brother.
Starts to impede our freedom.
At what point do you say, I'd rather have my freedom instead of a possible terrorist attack? Or, I mean, for that point, you know, Yellowstone could blow. Or
yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the taxes. You know, taxes keep increasing every year. You know, I'm a very successful businessman, and each year more comes out of my pocket and less out of other people's pockets. So,
right. So
that's also freedom that's getting taken from me.
Let's just say that I am not 100% trustful of the government.
What are your feelings about the TSA?
You know, touching children's private parts, that's an abomination to me, and you know, doing it in the name of security and with these fears that are, you know, falsely painted in the eyes of the masses in order to basically control this planet, make it into a prison planet.
I don't know about all this TSA stuff. I mean, I want to see what it's going to do. You know, I mean, you know, I don't, I mean, since you asked me.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
why I'm asking.
I'm more shaky now than I was at first, you know. Come down and looking around, you don't know what's going to happen, you know.
So they're more or less perpetuating fear in us.
Right. That's what it's done to me, yeah.
As we were interviewing people in front of Starbucks, a self-designated citizen spy took it upon himself to call the police on us. They arrived minutes later.
Do you feel safer now that the TSA is there patting people like you and I down?
No.
You don't feel safe?
No, I don't.
I felt like I was in like a Nazi camp or something. But it's just part of their plan. I already know what it is. It's just, you know, it's the new world order.
I went out on the street to ask everyday Americans how they felt about our quest for protection in our country. With the never-ending TSA expansion, drones in our skies, and even citizen spies on our streets and the local Starbucks. Despite the fact that we all grew up in America that we proudly hailed as the home of the free and the brave, what I found is that the America we're living in now is the home of the fearful and willingly enslaved. This is Linda West, signing off with InfoWars Nightly News.
Great report, Linda, and it's amazing how arrogant the TSA can be. They're actually quite offended when you videotape them. You're just supposed to let them grope you and not ask any questions. Now in education, the U.S. Department of Education has announced that 79% of Chicago 8th graders are not proficient in reading, and they've also announced that 80% of Chicago 8th graders are not proficient in math. This comes on the heels of teachers striking in Chicago, demanding more rights, better pay, more benefits. They currently receive about 3 months worth of vacation, and their average salary is about $76,000. Yet despite these dismal numbers, they feel that they need more. This isn't only about the teachers in Chicago. This is about government-run schools and how ineffective they are. In my estimation, we should just privatize schools, just like people go shopping for groceries. They can go shopping for schools. It's well known that private schools outperform public schools significantly with less money. So despite the horrible track record that the teachers' union has here, they want to raise. And again, it's not about bashing teachers. It's about accountability, the ability to fire people, the ability to keep them and pay them even more if they're worth it. So that's what that's about. And we actually have some books here that give you the lowdown on the state of our education system, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, written by Charlotte Thompson. I hope I pronounced this right. Iserby gives you an honest look on the current state of our education system. And while we were back in the warehouse, we also found some other fun books for the kids. And I know some people watching this are going to blog and say, how can the InfoWars team plug products? Well, look, we're capitalist here. That's what we are. We believe in the free market. I know that might scare some people, but that's what we're all about. Some of the books we have here are the U.S. Constitution books for kids. Talks about that sacred document called the Constitution that Republicrats urinate on. And we've got some other books here, Woodrow for President and Liberty Lee's Tale of Independence. You can get these on InfoWarsShop.com. In more education news, recently posted on InfoWars.com, the student loan debt bubble is creating millions of modern-day serfs. Well, obviously, everyone knows that except the mainstream media that continues to push this agenda. According to the article, the average student loan debt at graduation is over $28,000. The article also points out that one out of six Americans that owe money on a student loan is in default. And another staggering statistic that the article shows is that 29% of Americans ages 25 to 34 are still living with their parents. So despite those horrid numbers, the government, the establishment continues to push the college scam. Obviously, we love education here. We think people should read books, stay in touch with the news, go to seminars, but you shouldn't have to mortgage out your home in order to learn calculus. So that's an unfortunate situation. And now we're going to go to more news with Jakari Jackson. Jakari Jackson has some hard-hitting news. Over to you, Jakari.
Thanks, David. This is Jakari Jackson reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News. Headline, Panetta, U.S. will attack Iran if it decides to build nuke. We have the forces in place to be able to not only defend ourselves, but to do what we have to do to try to stop them from developing nuclear weapons, said Panetta. Despite evidence to the contrary, the United States and Israel claim they believe the Islamic Republic is working toward building a nuclear weapon. They say these criminals who have hijacked our hijacked our country, they say that they're building a nuclear weapon, so they must be, just like Bush with the yellow cake. He says, hey, they're over there in Iraq baking more yellow cake than Betty Crocker, so it must be true. But it reminded me of a Kurt Nimmo article that he posted earlier this year. Headline, the U.S. and Israel set stage for false flag and Iran attack. Events over the last several days reveal that the United States and Israel plan to conduct a false flag terror event to be blamed on Iran. The event will likely occur within the next 6 months and will result in an attack on Iran prior to the November election. We keep hearing all this talk about how Obama needs a false flag to reconnect with the people. This could very well be it. You know, lately they've been targeting, you know, returning veterans and just real patriots, but they could blame something on Iran. So we'll definitely stay tuned to this. This is a very serious situation. We hope they don't attack Iran, but hey, you know, in desperate times, they do what they have to do. So stay tuned to the InfoWars Nightly News for more on the story as it develops. Next story. Will humanity survive the singularity? This by our very own Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson. As the elite steers technological progress towards the singularity, man merging with machine, the majority of humans will cease to have a purpose or even be able to function in a brave new world run by a scientific dictatorship. Continuing, the advancement of technology is not being used to empower humanity, but to enslave humanity. This process is being overseen by a technocracy that simultaneously expresses its desire to see the human population reduced in large numbers. The elite have been obsessed with eugenics and its modern-day incarnation, population control, for well over 100 years. And that goal of global population reduction is still in full force today. Now, one of the big questions we get here on the InfoWars Nightly News is, who are they? Who are the elite? Who are these puppet masters who are manipulating the world? And the article actually goes on to tell you who they are. So here's the answer to your question. In the third world, Ted Turner has contributed literally billions to population reduction, namely through the United Nations programs, leading the way for the likes of Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett. And as a fun fact, Gates' father was a leading board member of Planned Parenthood and a top eugenicist. So don't take our word for it. You say we just make stuff up. So take a look at this video of Bill Gates and Ted Turner expressing their love for population control and reduction. Here's the video.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Mr. Turner, I was wondering if you think it's a good idea to reduce 90% of the population because we are being overpopulated by a lot of...
90%.
80? Prince Philip said 80, sir. I go with 85.
I think 2 billion is about right.
Right, me too. Thank you.
So there you go. Two criminals who want to kill you and your family, and don't kid yourself by thinking you're going to be one of the few people left in their new utopia. Our last story, this one from Al Jazeera. Sweden aims to be a cashless society. Only 3% of all financial transactions in the country are made using cash these days. Even public transport tickets can now be prepaid using mobile phone technology. And most people use similar services to pay for everything from groceries to major purchases. So there you go. I try to use my credit cards and debit cards the least I can because they track you. This is why you get all this stupid stuff in the mail, because they see where you shop, then they send you all these ads. As far as being cashless, I actually had experience not too long ago with a vending machine that only took credit cards. And I thought it was the stupidest thing in the world. I had plenty of change and small bills in my pocket to pay the vending machine, but it only took credit cards. So I didn't want to die of thirst, so I had to succumb to the beast got me that day. But I'm going to do my best to bite it back the best I can. And that brings us to our quote of the day. This one from Big George W. We must speak the truth about terror. Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty, to inflame ethnic hatred is to advance the cause of terror. And that from the Big W himself. And Mr. Bush, let me assure you that we are not trying to create any conspiracy theory. We are just trying to point in the right direction of the people who ordered the stand down of NORAD and people who claim that buildings can fall straight down into their own footprint and all these other shenanigans that planes can hit buildings and the wings disintegrate and there's no skid marks on the lawn. Those are the people we're trying to point out. So excuse us for our, quote, conspiracy theories. We think you have a much better conspiracy theory than we could ever come up with. And that brings us to our break. We'll be right back with Alex Jones as he goes more in depth on the 9/11 reports. So stay tuned for that. And also, if you're watching this on YouTube, check us out, prisonplanet.tv. Get yourself a subscription. It helps fund our operation, helps us get new reporters and equipment and all these other things. And also, check out the InfoWars shop. We have a lot of great products on there. You can get yourself a 9/11 was an inside job shirt. Yeah, they'll really like that one. We got plenty around the office. Actually, it's kind of where your 9/11 was an inside job shirt day. I was being kind of lame and I forgot to wear it. But hey, you can get one. So check out the InfoWars shop. A lot of great products there. And we'll be right back with Mr. Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Well,
Welcome back to this special edition of InfoWars Nightly News. It, of course, is the 11th anniversary of the tragic attacks of September 11th that not only took the lives of close to 3,000 Americans, but has also been used to destroy the basic liberties and freedoms, not just here in the United States, but in the rest of North America and across the world. Governments everywhere are using it as a pretext to torture, murder, and spy on their populations. And different military-industrial complexes of the planet have enriched themselves on the back of the 9/11 fable and those that were killed. The good news is, as was covered earlier tonight by David Ortiz, now the government, 11 years later, admits there was asbestos and that the firefighters, police, and other heroes are dying in record numbers of cancer and do deserve health care. But that doesn't mean they'll actually get it. Just incredible. They can't even get insurance to cover it. Of course, we, the conspiracy theorists that don't believe known liars, have been proven correct yet again. Of course, we knew at the time that they had done CAT scans of people's lungs just a few weeks later and had said that they were filled with asbestos and powdered concrete and glass and that many people had died. So it is good that finally the truth is coming out. But we knew then that Christina Todd Whitman, the head of the EPA, had first said the air was deadly, but then was ordered to say everything was okay. I just can't believe that the first responders believed them and didn't wait until they got masked to protect themselves. It's one thing to go in the first day with a handkerchief tied over your face, but they could have easily airlifted in the respirators and things they needed within just 12 hours if the government had been honest. And over the next few months, they labored in that horrible environment. And it just shows the system does not care about you. You don't graduate into higher levels of the globalist system unless you're ruthless. Now, I want to go over 10 smoking guns. There's over 500. You can type in the smoking guns of 9/11. You'll see different compilations, some 500, some 300, some 100. There are over 300 of them are absolutely iron-tight proof that the official story is a fable and that inside job is the only explanation. That said, I just want to hit 10 of these right now, but I also want to add this point. The biggest smoking gun that we're not going to list here is historically not just our supposed government with Operation Ajax and Northwoods and so many other staged events, but other governments have been caught engaging in false flags throughout history over and over and over again. There are so many examples. One of the best examples that started World War II was Hitler, of course, who got more power as chancellor with the firebombing of their own capital in 1933, February 27th, of the Reichstag. But what's on record completely and came out in the Nuremberg trial was the fact that they attacked their own military base on the Polish border in Operation Gliwice, a subsection of Operation Himmler, a chain of false flag attacks that were blamed on enemies that they wanted to invade. Whether it was Danzig or the Sudetenland or Poland, they would run false flags, attacking their own bases, dressing up prisoners like Polish soldiers, and then shooting them, and then filming newsreels to show at the beginning of movies and also then put out propaganda over radio and in newspapers. So false flag, whether it was the Gulf of Tonkin, now declassified, that it was staged to get us into Vietnam, or other events, these are one of the favorite things engaged in by authoritarian governments. It was recently declassified in 2012. You can just look this up for yourself, that Bobby Kennedy was convinced by the Joint Chiefs to attack the U.S. Embassy in Honduras as a pretext to invade. His brother said no, just like he said no to Operation Northwood. So this stuff is widespread. It's even on Frontline on PBS and been declassified, that Nixon wanted to attack his own and the Democratic Party conventions as a pretext to clamp down on the public, but that was basically shut down by fears of the press would discover it. So when we question official stories where the system has the motive, the means, it basically stands to gain, that is patriotic thing to do. Because if you're not aware of false flags, self-inflicted wounds, staged terror attacks, problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic, if you're not aware of that in history, then you invite the system to do this. We've recently seen Obama's advisors and editorials and the Financial Times of London and other places saying, we need a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 to get Obama elected. We'll blame it on our enemies. They don't say they're going to stage it, but there's one degree of separation there. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. Gary Hart a few years ago wrote a letter to Ahmed Dinajid, published at the Huffington Post, saying, you can just look it up, Gary Hart, CFR letter, Gary Hart's letter to Ahmed Dinajid. And he says, hey, the U.S. stages things like the USS Maine to get us into the Spanish-American War in 1898. You better watch it. We'll stage something to come into your country. Back off! And then when we confronted him on it, it's in the film Truth Rising, he was like, oh, I didn't do that. When they showed him the letter, he said, oh, yeah, I did. Started sweating. You see, they operated a level of statecraft where they pretty much admit all this stuff, but we're not supposed to know that. We're supposed to watch football all day. There it is right there. Good. We found the link. So Huffington Post, unsolicited advice to government of Iran. Go read it. Okay? They operate out in the open like you are absolutely idiots who have an IQ of about 30 points. This stuff is so well known in government circles that they openly talk about it. Okay? Now, that said, let's just get into 10 of the smoking guns. There are hundreds, but let's get into 10 of them. And the graphics and research put together so well by our research team. Why did NORAD, number one, stand down on 9/11? Well, Cheney, a month before, put an order in the only time in its history, since 57, saying you're not allowed to shoot down errant aircraft. Right after 9/11, he rescinded the order. So he took the power away from them so they couldn't do it. That is a huge issue and is admitted, but the power structure just hopes that you don't go look this up for yourself. Continuing, let's look at number two here. What is the meaning behind the following quote attributed to Dick Cheney, which came to light during the 9/11 commission hearings? And, of course, this deals with the transportation secretary, Norman Panetta, who since five separate times on tape to the news said, no, Cheney got there earlier than he said, and he did sit there while they were telling the plane was coming in and 50 miles out, 30 miles out, and so forth, and basically told them to stand down when they had missiles on top of the Pentagon. Let's play a short clip of that.
During the time that the airplane coming in to the Pentagon, there was a young man who would come in and say to the vice president, the plane is 50 miles out. The plane is 30 miles out. And when it got down to the plane is 10 miles out, the young man also said to the vice president, do the orders still stand? And the vice president turned and whipped his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary?
So there you go. And he's since elaborated. That's Norman Mineta, Transportation Secretary. And again, these are just a few of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points that are absolutely key that people be made aware of. Continuing now with number three, what was the cause of the collapse of WTC Building 7? The building wasn't hit by a plane, and yet it collapsed in the same manner as the Twin Towers. Why hasn't Larry Silverstein offered a public explanation as the meaning behind his comments of September 2002 PBS documentary America Rebuilds, where he admits the decision was made to pull the building? Pulling a building is the industrial term for controlled demolition. And they continue as well to, you know, try to spin this, but now it has come out, and we'll get to this later, that they did order the building demolished. And the news actually reported that, but then tried to change their story. In fact, we have a clip of Larry Silverstein talking about pulling it right here.
That's such a terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Now, understand, these are just quick snapshots. We have footage of the police saying, get back, they're going to blow up 7. It was all over the news that day. I heard it on CBS radio. And people said, oh, no, you didn't. But then later it all came out. There's literally dozens of these clips. But we had the BBC and before that CNN report that Building 7, 47 stories, had already fallen into its own footprint before it even happened. And then it happened. And then BBC said, oh, that footage isn't real. And then later had to admit it was real. So here's a clip from my film Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism, breaking that down.
In late February of 2007, 9/11 researchers reviewing archives of live news coverage from September 11th discovered to their shock that BBC World had reported that Building 7, also known as the Solomon Brothers Building, had completely collapsed over 20 minutes before its actual implosion. First anchors at the London news desk reported it.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from... Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense downtown in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also collapsed as a result of this huge amount of falling debris from 110 floors of the two twin towers of the World Trade Center. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline.
Next off, Rudolph Giuliani, the mayor, testified. Well, let me just read the quotes here. How did Rudolph Giuliani know that the South Tower was going to collapse? Giuliani told ABC's Peter Jennings, we have a link to it here in our article, we were operating out of there when we were told the World Trade Center was going to collapse. The World Trade Center was the first steel building to collapse from fire damage in history. Who told Giuliani the building was going to collapse, and how did they know it? Again, that's on Peter Jennings' own show and, of course, before Congress. He also said they were out of the building early, in the later contradiction, because of a drill they were running, tripod two, of the buildings being attacked by terrorists. Just like every other big event, they have a drill. Continuing, in the days following September 11th, the FBI released a list of the 19 hijackers. At least four of these hijackers were still alive, it came out. Saudi Arabian pilot Waleed al-Shaari was one of the five men the FBI said had deliberately crashed American Airlines Flight 11 into the World Trade Center on September 11th. They also came out and said the magic passport survived the fire, and they magically found him that day as well. I mean, both is magic. Magic to make it out of the fireball, and then magic to be found, not one but two. They also found, again, Keebler elves, Easter bunnies, and Martians, and the gnomes were running around, the unicorns. And Al Gore invented the Internet, too. He was there, and that happened. And the carbon dioxide's bad for plants. Continuing here... with that point, it ties into the magic passports. Number six, who told a number of public officials not to fly into New York on the morning of 9/11? And why didn't the people on the targeted planes get the same warnings? The mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown, was set to fly to New York on the morning of September 11th. However, he got a call from the former head of the symphony, we later learned, Condoleezza Rice from San Francisco. He got a call for what was described as an airport security late September 10th advising against flying due to security threat. That's the San Francisco Chronicle on that. Newsweek twice reported that top Pentagon brass canceled on September 10th of flights to New York on September 11th. But all of us are just supposed to ignore this and go back to sleep. Continuing here, from July 4th to July 14, 2001, Osama bin Laden was being treated for kidney infection. This is BBC. And Marfan's disease at the American hospital in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. There on multiple occasions, he met with CIA station chief Larry Mitchell. Bin Laden gave Mitchell precise information regarding an imminent attack on the U.S. Bin Laden also met numerous members of his family who left the U.S. by chartered flights after September 11th when all other flights were grounded with blessings from the U.S. government. Go look all this up in Paul Watson's article, The 9/11 10 Smoking Guns. It's all bibliography. It all has links to it right there for everyone. Continuing, a record number of put options, speculation that the stock of a company will fall, replaced on American and United Airlines in the days preceding September 11th, but only on those airlines, this despite a September 10th Reuters report stating airline stock set to fly. And expanding on that, it ended up leading back to executive director of the CIA, Buzzy Krongard, and his company making those puts. That was only reported, though, in the German papers. And the former German CIA director, Andres von Bülow, who speaks good English, which we should have him on, he wrote the best-selling book in German, 9/11, CIA coup, is basically what it translates to, and his findings are it was a staged event. Same with the former Italian president, who was also the former head of their intelligence. Oh, and now the head of the Italian Supreme Court's come out saying it's an inside job. Oh, but, of course, they just carried out false flags against their own people. Movie theater shoot-ups, you name it, to blame folks in the 70s and 80s with the U.S. government, Operation Gladio, so they know what they're talking about. Continuing here, between September 6th and 7th, the Chicago Board of Options Exchange saw purchases, again, of record put options. And number 10, Pakistani ISI Director General Mahmoud Ahmed instructed Ahmed Umar Shakith to hotwire $100,000 to the 9/11 lead hijacker Mohammed Adan. It just goes on from there. Since September 4th, he met with top brass, the CIA, Pentagon, and the White House days before ordering that wired. And, of course, I should also add that you have six of the 10 9/11 commissioners coming out and saying it was all a cover-up and that the government was involved, but you're supposed to forget about that. You've got the head of the Defense Language School, Colonel Butler, saying it was an inside job. The list goes on and on. Listen, that's why the government tries to finance groups with wild conspiracy theories about particle beams and stuff from space. And look, I'm not saying people shouldn't have their own view. That's fine. But I saw that pushed by the media. I know when national media is here, they want to talk about that because they think that'll discredit a history of false flag terror. The admissions of blowing up 7. Okay? You know, clear blast points and squibs and bombs going off. That's the issue. All right, that isn't it for InfoWars Nightly News, Marathon Edition. There's still more with my Ask Alex 45-minute marathon with Christy Hightower that we shot last Friday, but we've been so busy, we're going to air it today. These are the best questions ever we got from the Ask Alex group at planetinfowars.com. And again, we're risking our lives, our names, our sacred treasure to bring you this info. If you believe in this type of information, visit InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great ProPure filters discounted by 10%, where we have the books, the videos, the T-shirts, everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we're hiring the graphics people, the editors, six new reporters, everything. We are going 110%, so be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. All the best prices there on products I've used, I've tested, I believe in. I use it, I believe in it, I promote it. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. Again, thank you all to the live viewers of the show. Great job to the entire crew, the folks that have now been here about 13 months. Marcos Morales, folks like John Bound, people like Darren McBreen, Rob Dew's now been here, what, 4 or 5 years, Rob? Just amazing. And, of course, everybody else here at the office and all the new reporters, Jakari Jackson, just everybody. Of course, David Ortiz on earlier anchoring the show. Amazing job. God bless you. We couldn't be doing all of this without you out there supporting us, viewers. We are supported by viewers like you, not like MSNBC that gets stimulus money and banker bailout money to preach anti-family, pro-vaccine, anti-gun, anti-sovereignty crap. We are actually supported by you. So spread the word. When these videos later get paid forward, posted to YouTube and other places, spread them to everybody you know. All right, we'll be back after this quick break with the conclusion of the September 11th, 2012, 11 years later. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn from friends like Ted Anderson about the incredible health effects of longevity products. And I started promoting him some because I'd seen his weight loss, his health, all the things that had happened for him. Now, I've only stuck my toe in the water and lost a little over 40 pounds, and I'm still big. Aaron Dykes, who you know has been working here for 6 years at InfoWars.com, lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. He began to hear the guest on my show a year and a half ago. He began to do his own research, and he implemented the information that Longevity and InfoWarsTeam.com is promoting and had dramatic results. And that's why I'm telling our listeners and viewers, you need to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and try just the essential fatty acids, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and the Pollen Burst Plus. And I believe you'll be blown away by the dramatic results that I've had and Aaron's had. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've been overweight in my life for far too long. Years ago, I lost a lot of weight, more than 50 pounds, but it came right back. I wasn't able to keep it off. More recently, I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen, and I wasn't able to stay motivated long enough to reach my goals. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com and the great products, Tangy Tangerine, kind of the base one to start with. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss.
They don't. But
pharmacist Ben Fuchs explains that's what happens if you're overweight, because you're no longer hungry because you're getting what you need. When you start taking their proprietary formulation of essential fatty acids that blows the competition away, when you start taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst Plus and the other key longevity products, it is incredible.
It was so easy to lose weight and regain health for myself, barely without trying, just from taking the products.
I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com so you can see for yourselves the incredible results Aaron and others have achieved with longevity products that are discounted at wholesale prices at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. The revolution against tyranny starts individually with our bodies. There is a global awakening happening. The sleeping giant that is humanity is awakening, and a big part of that fight starts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, Christy Hightower here with Alex Jones. We're going to be answering your questions from the Ask Alex group on Planet InfoWars. It's been a few weeks since we've done it, but we're back, and so we're going to get started. Alex, let's start with the first question. It comes to you from Liz in the UK. She says, I have a question regarding martial law, which I think is really a great question for this time period. I can understand the government declaring martial law in specific areas and states as a response to some sort of disaster, but what sort of catastrophic event could occur resulting in a nationwide declaration of martial law? You talk about it on your show, and the suspension of the Constitution, therefore. So what are your thoughts there?
Well, I love doing the Ask Alex because they always bring up such great questions. We've been so busy the last 2 weeks or so that we haven't done one. People have been clamoring for it, but
we've had a magazine launch and all.
Exactly.
That.
Send your questions to the Ask Alex group at planetinfowars.com, the social network, which has really taken off. And we just love seeing all the interaction and activism and awakening and organizing that's happening. And all the stuff I've been seeing where people are meeting and dating. And
that's awesome. Yeah.
And really having a good time, because that's what it's all about, is people that love liberty getting together. So planetinfowars.com. First off, before I answer this question, I just want to say this. I'm not saying over the years that they're going to declare a big martial law. We're going into martial law with the TSA running checkpoints on the streets, with them sticking their hands down our pants. We're under a form of martial law when police are arresting people at the DNC, peaceful protesters, and asking the government to hold them and saying, the DOD is saying protest is terrorism, and so we want you to hold them. I mean, that came out this week at the DNC. That was mainstream news, straight face. Well, why is he in jail? Well, we put him on a list. Now the list, like the no-fly list, is just you're an extremist. You're on a pickup list.
Right.
We're to the point of pickup list, and we're just here calmly talking about it.
What do they call those centers again? The
re-education camps.
Well, there's
FEMA camps.
FEMA, and then they have the intelligence gathering centers.
Threat fusion centers.
Fusion centers. Thank you.
Yeah, which are really federalization centers. I mean, we have Army manuals now. They're public. Let's say re-education in America. So it's kind of like there's a pot of water on the stove with peas in it, and it's been on simmer, and the water's warm, and now they've turned to turn it up some. I mean, you're on the stovetop. You're in a police state. It's growing. The NSA admits they're spying on you without warrants. Congress won't pass the Cybersecurity Act that totally takes over the web. Even CBS News admits shuts down a lot of freedom. And Obama says he's going to sign an executive order. So all of these things, arbitrary executive power, executive orders telling us that NATO's in charge of our military, the NSA spying without warrants, felonies each time. They just admit they do it. Whistleblowers come out, they don't get in trouble. You know, that is, the NSA doesn't.
Right.
They're using the NSA now on journalists and whistleblowers, which are protected. So I wrote a story 12 years ago, back in like 99, saying it's martial law and it's 3 on the Richter scale. Each level, it doubles. We're at about a 7 now. And hot martial law, rounding everyone up, shooting them in the back of the head, you know, burning down whole neighborhoods, stuff like that. That is a 10. I mean, we're at a 7, a 7.5 or more. Because each time it goes up on the Richter, it doubles.
Yeah.
I mean, you understand that? So we're under martial law. They call it security. It's a takeover via the nanny state. It's oppression under the rubric of safety and security.
And we just take it because we're safe.
All the dentists my dad talks to have been approached by Homeland Security to spy on their patients.
And what are they?
Not their Muslim patients, which would be bad enough and violate patient, doctor rules. Because they're claiming the terror threat was Muslims.
Yeah.
Now they're flipping it to everybody. It's what are they saying? What are they doing? What drugs are they doing? It's just a total snitch network.
Hmm.
But not even to keep us safe. This is a authoritarian takeover. Because, they've implemented...
To get around the patient-doctor confidentiality? Like,
how does the TSA stick their hands down somebody's pants?
You're right.
And the state legislature of Texas says this is already illegal. We're passing a law to enforce it. And they say we'll have an air blockade with F-16s. I mean, that was in the news. We'll have F-16s blow your airlines out of the air with Sidewinder missiles. AIM-9s. I mean, think about that. And then I'm just sitting here watching Red Dawn in slow motion.
Is there any way we could protest the TSA? I mean, like imagine no one flies. And I don't.
Well, we did that a couple years ago on Thanksgiving, and next week I'm going to announce that we're doing it again.
Yeah.
And that also, those are public commons paid for by taxpayer money. I'm sick of them trying to say it's against the law to film us and then threatening. There is no law. We looked it up.
Right.
It's just pure. It's like cops arresting people saying you can't film me in public. It's wiretapping. It's the same way they film us. There's no perception of privacy in public. That's why they have cameras and squad cars.
Right.
But they prey on the abject ignorance. Here's an example. I was talking to one of the crew whose wife works here. She's already had a miscarriage before. They're so excited they've got another baby coming.
Yeah, congratulations to them.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to say any names, right. but they go in. You're not supposed to have ultrasounds till 4 months. I mean, I've had 3 children, you know, researched it. 2 months. They're doing ultrasounds. They're saying, hey, we need to do this amniotic fluid thing, which they don't tell you causes miscarriages a lot. Oh, you need to all have your wife take flu shots and like 5 other things, which until 3 years ago said on the inserts, don't take it when you're pregnant. It's been known forever it causes a miscarriage. It's now just this flagrant evil where everybody just does what they're told. Miscarriages are off the charts. All this is happening. And I became physically ill hearing how they're pushing this on them. Because I care about these people. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's all just lawless crap. Now, we've only gone through one question. I mean, there's your answer. What would precipitate an open announcement of martial law? Never. They'll call it civil emergency.
Yeah.
A giant meteor hits the earth. Because instead of governments fighting with each other all day and suppressing the people, there should be a defense system in space that is managed through treaties with countries, not through a UN, that is publicly, controlled with missile systems in deep orbit of the planet. Very inexpensive. They haven't done it. Okay, because there's this total obsession with oppressing the people. So meteorites are a big threat. Nukes going off. The globalists could do that to engineer a total societal takeover. Financial collapse.
Well, that's impending.
Just all of that. So there's a lot of different things. They're trying to start war with Iran. Even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said he's not part of this. It's going to be a disaster.
Right.
I mean, the Joint Chiefs are coming out. We're in trouble here. And the government's busy with any type of executive, psychiatrists, psychologists, dentists, doctors, the plant managers, under InfraGuard saying, we want to pay you to spy on everybody.
Right.
I mean, the mischief of this.
Well, the CCP.
We need to talk about the government and the foreign banks that have hijacked it. I mean, what an incredibly important question.
Yeah.
We're under martial law. A rose is still a rose by any other name. You know, they call this security. Eisenhower said security is a prison. Of course, the founding fathers all said that in different ways. Benjamin Franklin said those that give up, liberty for so-called security deserve and will get neither. Government's the big danger. Look up democide. Next question.
All right. Well, this one comes to you from Matt, and he says, a friend of mine who recently got out of the Marine Corps told me that it was common knowledge that everyone who states that they have bad dreams, bad experiences, flashbacks, etc., will be designated as having PTSD. And they'll receive, $2,000 or so per month, depending on their rank for life. So what are your thoughts on this? Is this, they go into a database, they can never own a gun.
This is amazing.
Like a felon. What's your thought on that?
Well, this is an incredibly good question. Who asked that?
His name is Matt.
Well, he's absolutely right. Again, more of these questions at the Ask Alex at planetinfowars.com.
They're stepping it up.
That we've got right here on screen below us. PlanetInfoWars.com. Please get everybody together. That's a part of the solution is organizing there. There are real problems with PTSD, burnout, shell shock, whatever you call it. They've known about it forever. That's why you don't serve more than a year. You have more PTSD if morally people question it. Because if people know it was unjust, your body's mad at you. Your subconscious, your brain. There's a tribal human function, a self-destruct, if you've been a bad person. If you're purely evil and go do evil things, you don't care. But if you were a good person who got tricked into evil and you find out you did it, then you got a big problem. Just forgive yourselves. As long as you know it was wrong what you did and spread the word to others and admit you were lied to when you were young, you can get rid of a lot of that. What they call PTSD, a lot of it is you're really mad at yourself. Okay? I mean, because you've got a genetic coding, a brain layout to be good and to build up humanity. Now, that said, this is what they do. They're culling back through the files, even Vietnam veterans. I mean, I know a famous football player I was having dinner with a few years ago. He went to buy his grandson, no criminal record, businessman here in town, very well known.
Mm-hmm.
He went to buy his grandson a .22 rifle, and they said, you can't buy one. He challenged and found out, well, when you were in Vietnam, you collapsed from heat exhaustion, and they're now, that's in your file, that's now being called PTSD. Well, I mean, my God, you might have gotten really stressed out, over there or something happened. That doesn't mean you've got problems for life. People can go crazy when their mom or dad dies or they have a car wreck or whatever. Point is, it's extrajudicial. And veterans, compared to a lot of other groups, are not any more prone to violence. So
are they doing this because they know how to shoot a gun?
Well, that's it. They are. You can show groups that are engaged in violence and things, but mm-hmm. just because in a group somebody does something, they don't all then lose their rights. So they don't have the gun control laws. Unless you're a felon, you can't own a gun. So they're just saying, well, this new bureaucracy says that you can't own a gun. And then they induce you, oh, go see the Army shrink. Go see the Marine Corps shrink. So you've been 5 tours we forced you into. So your foot's blown off. And we've given you a prosthesis. They make guys with limbs blown off fight still. And, you know what? We're going to let you out now instead of another tour. But just agree you're having these nightmares and all this stuff. And now if you have a nightmare, you can't have a gun. And then, but don't worry, we're going to put you on welfare now. We're going to make you dependent. You're a decommissioned piece of equipment. We're going to send you back and basically mark your sheet that you're evil and you're bad and you can't own a gun. And then take your rights extrajudicially from an entire class of people. Because if you look at the full spectrum of groups that engage in crimes, veterans are about in the middle. So there's all these other groups, and they're going to be next that are more prone to commit crime because statistically that group, and it's all according to race, gender, religion, all this stuff. It's incredible. It's like saying, well, you know, New York cops shot 9 people to get one guy who had a gun, innocent people.
Yeah.
The cops, again, on a bridge today, someone, you know, had there been a robbery on the bridge. So they just came and shot a bridge worker. And it's like, oh, well, that's just what they do to keep us safe. But statistically, they're more dangerous in New York than anything else. So statistically, because New York cops are so bad, do we disarm all the other police around the country?
No.
Police, they're going to say when they get ready to get you out, you've got PTSD, so you can be marked as an enemy. See, they're getting ready to go to machines, combat robots and stuff. So they're worried about the old line enforcers. In this metamorphosis towards pure evil, you're going to help bring in the police state. Then the robots are going to take over. You know, the pre-programmed autonomous drones, ground robots. DARPA said that. So they're just getting you ready in the next 10 years or so. There'll be little special units that are with the machines that go out. And the rest of you are enemy number one. Hitler did this, getting rid of the brown shirts. Against Rome and others that took him to power. Stalin, Mao, they all did it. And you're fools. So enjoy your little rank and your power trip now and all of this. You are the enemy of the New World Order. They hate you more than anybody because they think you might resist them. So it's outrageous.
Well, thanks, Matt. That was a great question.
And it's all illegal. It's all extrajudicial. They just do it. It's like TSA says, I have administrative right to grab your genitals. There's no law. It's illegal. They just do it.
And they're teaching cops to do it now?
And yes, the TSA is now going out and saying, we wave a magic wand, and now you can just randomly do this. And the TSA documents got released in FOIA today that they are going to put body scanners at malls everywhere. And it's not going to just be TSA. They're now, the feds are going to certify with a magic wand private security to do it. It's just a total takeover. It's a... all of America and the West has been turned into a giant re-education camp. What's the next one?
The next one comes to you from Falcon 57. And he says, when the county judge in Texas mentioned that more police are needed to repulse an invasion by the federal government, wouldn't it be better to call for armed volunteers? It was a practice by the sheriffs in the past, where they'd call their posse.
Yes. We need the counties and the cities and the states that still have people that understand there's been a foreign banking takeover and that they're incrementally taking over faster and that these people serving this are collaborators. Federal government's gone. It's not a question of feds versus the states now. It is captured by foreign banks. They brag on the news. I've played the clips, CNBC, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
We've written articles like banks declare they've captured, conquered America. And it's just got dozens of links to them saying it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, foreign head of the EU bragging. I mean, it's that big. They know the public's in a trance. It's that big of a joke.
Yeah.
And what was the question?
In the posse, the volunteers.
Yes, you have that judge out there that's like the mayor of the county in Lubbock, and he's saying all this. I mean, I think that's, you know, just politically a way to get some more police. But I do get their fact that he's saying civil unrest is coming. I need more deputies.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they always have the deputies out revenue generating. At least they're being honest about an upfront tax increase to pay for that. So I think the guy's good overall. He was really demonized because that's what they're afraid of. The entire takeover plan is designed to not really repulse individuals with guns and stuff. It's designed to take on legislatures. If you read all the different governor council stuff, the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, it's all designed around states waking up, counties waking up. Because states will wake up when the whole state's going bankrupt. They may be able to artificially bankrupt California by design. And have everybody go along with it there. But Texas and places aren't going to like that. So it's all designed, like when Perry, you know, said, I'll secede. And they were on standby to come in. Or we won't let you grope us at the airport. They were on standby to come in. I mean, they really understand that. The globalists have taken over the federal government. That their biggest threat is the people through legitimate government saying no. Because then people that are scared and feel isolated will come together around that.
So do you still believe in an official government then? Like, if
the federal government's gone, some of the states are still good. We should take our states over through the political system and information and have the states point out, hey, the feds are illegitimate. Soldiers stand with us. Because and then we can get the country back. Just like the Joint Chiefs are saying no to the Iran attack and saying this is crazy and going public, saying don't blame us if Israel attacks. They understand this is madness. This is Hitler turning into Russia. This is Napoleon going into Russia. I mean, this is earth-shattering stuff going on.
They see history.
The crazy bankers that make 40-to-1 bets with other people's money.
Right.
You know, that chutzpah, bravada-filled, they They think they're getting away with this. So these are really great questions today. We've got to hurry, though. What's the next
one? Okay. Fatuz, that's, I guess, your screen name. Fatuz, Alex, the government has every intention of using VMADs, like non-lethal microwave devices on us. And the FCC says that in an excess of 7 milliwatts per centimeter cubed is what they limit microwave oven leakage to. So the VMAD system can be several orders of magnitude higher than this. Cell phones, non-ionizing radiation, changes brain chemistry, and can cause cancer. Satellite-based VMADs technology is currently in use targeting U.S. citizens. So what do we do to stop this?
Well, that's actually true from the research we've got. We know they have research satellites doing that that can be weapons delivered, and they also have blimps and other things.
Explain that to me, because this is actually...
Well, I saw an article in... And I need to dig it back up. I want to say it was like 99. Aaron the other day was able to dig up the article. I said, Louisiana barcode cards, they revolted, they beat it. He went and found it. So maybe Aaron can find this.
Oh, awesome. For my
and we showed on the next one. But I remember a Baltimore Sun article where DARPA was like, yeah, we're practicing putting up towers that we'll send out calming waves if there's riots, and it's a microwave. And I already knew about this, but it's like it's in the newspaper.
Right.
That was like 13 years ago or something. So this is all real, and they admit they're already deploying the big microwave guns that are actually hundreds of times what they say is safe, that burn your skin, and they can turn it up even more. They've also got these big lightning bolt weapons now that's a plasma beam that they're preparing for us. They've got guided shotgun rounds. It's fired out of a shotgun that can actually follow you and change
like
course.
Sensor kind of stuff.
Sure, it will locks onto the target and it basically follows it. You can pull it up. The point is, all of this high tech with our money is being deployed against us, and it's like a kid in a candy shop with the system. And they're just hiring.
Are there scientists working on the other side of this, thinking like if we were to be.
Well, here's the problem: as Eisenhower said, all the money. 90% of research plus is now taxpayer funded, so the government can just specifically direct it. So not really. Mm. It's just giant. It basically the rise of the robots run by technocrats above them. I mean, it's a nightmare scenario. But yes, they've got microwave guns, sound cannons. They've already used them against citizens.
Mm-hmm.
They shotgun people every few weeks, kill them with rubber bullets. It's like, just another citizen. You got Time Magazine writers saying we need dead babies on parade, dead baby beauty pageants. And it's like funny. People are like, Alex, don't get upset. We do need dead baby, beauty pageants. Who was that, Aaron? Joel Klein? I was covering that today. I mean, it's we've lost touch. We're a society going into terminal decadence. And it's just those of us that aren't evil and crazy and demonic, we're the bad guys now. What's the next thing?
The next one is 007 Country Boy and Ben. They kind of both asked the same question. So it says, hey, Alex, is there any truth in Putin being advised that the U.S. military is planning on removing Obama before the election?
I don't know anything about that. Okay. Obama's a puppet to a great extent, but the group of oligarchs behind him has actually upset some big groups in the power structure. Because they're starting to realize, the tyranny's a real deal, and that they're going to be endangered by this as well. When you get rid of rule of law and due process, it endangers everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And anyone who's studied other tyrannies, you don't want this. Even if you're an evil globalist, when you really start getting down to this, down to the end game of this, there's not many slots at the top. And this is not a good system.
Yeah. Okay, well, the next one actually comes to you from Jana and says, I've been marketing a new non-DEET mosquito product, and we had a lot of internet traffic I monitor, and I noticed that much of our online traffic has subsided. So I checked the ISPs that have visited our site, and there's a suspicious one, and it ended up being the USDA in Fort Collins, Colorado. So what can I do to protect our interests as an all-natural remedy for mosquitoes?
Now, I understand some of the question, but not overall.
Yeah.
There's people on government computers, tens of millions, that are just surfing the web. So it's not always, sometimes we have like 50,000 government computers logged into Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or thousands logged on to PlanetInfowars.com. It's mainly people just on their lunch break or whatever surfing around. I mean, government employees just do whatever they want. They go to Las Vegas. It's people are surfing the web here too, but I mean, it's bad in government. So that doesn't mean but because new products do get looked at by them, I mean, Jim, just follow the different things that are out there.
you know, to sell your product. I mean, I can't really comment on that
right.
without doing prior research. I didn't see these questions beforehand. Okay.
I like to keep it fresh.
No, that's good. It's good to have it that way.
All right. This next one comes to you from Upcountry Corey. And he says, hey, maybe y'all can help me out. Recently, a friend of mine had to be fingerprinted by the FBI in order to keep her position as a service provider with a charity group she works for. She hasn't done anything criminal and has already worked there for 3 years. So, and every year, I guess they've had to do a background check, but they never had to do the fingerprinting. So when I talk to her about it, she says, you know, I'm crazy. But so are there any ideas you have to enlighten her, to fill her in on how uncool this is, you know?
What's happening is first it's drug testing for people you suspect of being on drugs, and it's drug testing for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Time Saw Defense News when they aired it here on the local county cable channel. Wasn't on Access. It was like the county has its own
right.
you know, couple channels. And they're like, the Defense Department, wherever you live in the country, is ready to test your employees urine every day if you want. Here's the phone number. So it's the Department of Defense trying to partner with businesses to test for drugs, while the Department of Defense at the very same time has been caught shipping narcotics in and publicly grows the opium in Afghanistan.
Well, yeah,
so it's just a way to get into your life, get you used to them being all over you.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer her question, a lot of companies opt into these security InfraGuard programs, and the executives have little FBI cards, and some cases even have been given FBI authorization in emergencies to use lethal force. Well, any citizen has that under citizen's arrest. If somebody's killing your neighbor, you've got a right to, you know, try to defend them. So it's just this whole takeover. And then they fingerprint, they background check, and now the TSA is involved in thousands of industries saying you've got to get our authorization because you're part of infrastructure. To have a job. And it's not just if you don't have a criminal record, they've got to clear you. Just like they've got to clear you to fly.
No judge,
no jury. You know, they just decide. Meanwhile, it's on record. They do background checks to find out if you're a criminal because they want to hire you. Defrock priests, robbers, pornographers, you know, child pornographers, just all of them, just a criminal horde. Well, Hitler did that. Stalin did that. They always hire criminals in their takeover phase. They get rid of them later because they don't want those type of scum around once they're in place.
Oh, yeah.
Then they'll kind of bring in a more professional attack dog type that just follows orders after the little infiltrator that thinks they're going to get power.
Mm-hmm.
That idiot group is always used. I mean, this is this is like pancake mix.
No, I'm enjoying your verbiage.
I mean, no, it's crazy. No, this is like a shake and bake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a formula. This is a recipe. And it's just horrible. And so, yeah, that's what they do is get everybody enrolled. Oh, to have a job, you give urine, you give retina scans. Oh, you want a Facebook face deals? You got a face scan to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want to come to the tanning salon, or you want to go to the workout gym, or you want to go to the library, scan your finger. Oh, you want to buy that book at Barnes & Noble? Come on, we'll give you a discount. Just do a customer loyalty card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just get in the database so they can then control you and then charge you to even be able to buy and sell like Bank of America tried to do with the $5 fee to get money out of your own account.
Right.
Next issue.
Drives me crazy.
Cashless society is a nightmare. That's why there's a crackdown on...
Yeah, there's nothing but control.
On the backyard gardens, on the Amish, on the lemonade, on the mm-hmm. people selling peaches. They don't want that. Prisoners aren't allowed to do that.
Yeah. They're also not allowed to have guns. So, Eric actually asks you... We're moving right along. We're on question 8, so good job, Alex. Eric asks you, Alex, why haven't you endorsed Gary Johnson? And I included this because I think it's a valid question. You know, Ron Paul, all that stuff earlier. Eric's opinion is he's the only true American running. So what are your thoughts on that, Alex?
Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico, has been on my show, I think, 3 or 4 times this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said I think people should support him. And I said people should give him money. But that's so he can go out and educate people and bring up alternative ideas from the one-party, two-headed monster. No, not at this stage of the game. It's too far along now.
Yeah.
And the media shut him out of the debates, and I fought to get him in the debates. But I see kind of questions like that all the time that I can't even really address because they want to believe what they want to believe. So, okay, I never had Gary Johnson on, and I never said people should give him money, and I never tried to get him in the debates. I'm a bad guy. So
no,
but I mean,
yeah, I get.
But I see stuff all the time. Like, why don't you talk about the Federal Reserve? And I'm like,
Want to talk about 9/11 truth? I'm like,
I know that 9/11 question.
Is you've seen that?
That was ridiculous.
But I mean, I see this kind of allergy. You know, it's an inside job, and I'm like, really? I didn't know that. You know, it's like, why don't you have Richard Gage on? Oh, I've had him on about 50 times and put him in a couple films. I mean, you know, it's just I've moved on to Fast and Furious, other false flags. I mean, I still cover 9/11
right
three or four times a week.
That's current news.
September 11th's coming up, and I'll cover it quite a bit next week. Well, again, we've. People know about false flag inside job now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm the one that pushed all those terms out there into understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not complaining. It's just that if someone tunes in one day and doesn't hear what somebody tunes in one day and doesn't hear what they want, that doesn't mean that I didn't cover it before.
Right, right.
I mean, I see this stuff all the time on just so many issues about why aren't you covering this? And a lot of times it's something that broke a day before.
Mm-hmm.
And I either forgot to cover or I didn't know. And I'm like, well, thank you. I didn't know that. It's not like I'm God
right.
and I know everything. I don't know a lot of what's going on around this office. I mean, God almighty. I'm on air so much. What the hell am I supposed to do here? I know this. I got a few magazines I want to show people.
Oh, all right.
Look at this. Mitt Romney, the mind of Mitt. And it goes on to say, what is he really thinking? That's the article in here. Is what is he really thinking? Well, I'll tell you, he's thinking whatever the special interests that put him in power told him to say. It's like Obama really did a good job in his speech. It's written by top speechwriters.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be one thing if sometimes I have them write articles for the newspaper or magazine. I'll sit there and record something on their iPhone with the writers, and it's like 95% what I said.
Mm-hmm.
They change a few things to make it sound better. They add links.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have articles all the time that don't even have my name on it,
mm-hmm.
That I pretty much wrote.
This is very hands-on.
But the issue is, you know, I don't use a teleprompter. I mean, I'm here really talking. But it'd be different if they just kind of recorded their thoughts and then somebody kind of put it together. Mm-hmm. You could say, well, that's Obama or Bill Clinton or Mitt Romney's thoughts. Top speechwriters, they'll have five or six speechwriters for something like a speech at the convention, write it, and then they'll have focus experts and
Not only in the recent years, though. I mean, like JFK had like, what, one writer and like prepped one day before? Was that?
Yeah, and he actually wrote a lot of his own stuff. But Reagan was an actor. By the time of Reagan, Clinton is evil, but he actually did write some of his own just because, you know, he's hands-on mm-hmm. the stuff he's doing. But it just, you know, here it is. The mind of Mitt. What's he thinking? Whatever the hell he's told to think. You know, I mean, it's just an absolute joke. Before we ask the last question, there's one more, right?
There's two questions.
We got to hurry then. Again, it's not a soundbite world, folks. We don't really know what's going on. Let me do a little infomercial here quickly.
This is awesome, the CBD.
Because it's so important to get this out, not just about vaccines, you name it. It's available out of the gate, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. Genetic roulette, the gamble of our lives with Jeffrey M. Smith. I challenged him a few years ago. I know others did, to make a film.
Cool.
Some really good filmmakers. It's very professional, and it is several DVDs, and it is just so powerful, ladies and gentlemen. So it's available at InfoWarsShop.com. You want to know with the proof what GMO is doing to you? Watch this. And you're like, we know, Alex. We've seen the documents. We've read the articles. Do your neighbors know? When you see your neighbors coming out with their little kids, don't you want to go warn them about vaccines? Don't you want to go warn them about GMO? Cross-species stuff, get it, support the InfoWars, support the great work of the filmmakers and Mr. Smith, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a free citizen rule book. We're funded by you supporting us and word of mouth. Let's hit those last two in 2 minutes. I'm going to give 1 minute answers.
Boom. All right. So.
Oh, yeah.
This is coming to you from Chuck. It says, it really bothers me that I'm constantly seeing praises for Alan West. I tell those Facebook posters that he voted for the NDAA, CISPA, and the Patriot Act, but they don't seem to care. It does not matter if someone is black, white, or purple. If they go against the Constitution and our freedoms, they are against the people and should be shunned and pointed out. What are your thoughts on that declaration?
Well, I mean, Alan West is a handsome guy. He's a veteran, and he's an absolute neocon, and he's extremely, extremely charismatic. I've watched him, and I want to like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he may be so charismatic because he believes it, but he's absolutely following a script. By a script, it's just a fake, he's all the Muslims are going to kill us, give your rights up.
Mm.
But the government he's serving and NATO and all this openly runs Al-Qaeda. That's not debated now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a clash of civilizations. They're funding the radical Muslims and funding our system so they can destroy both.
Yeah, manipulate.
The globalists play people off against each other. So Alan West is a star in the Republican Party.
Gotcha.
I mean, he's more charismatic than Obama, more believable, and more Americana. You know, I mean, he comes across as, you know, a tough guy.
Why didn't they put him instead of Mitt then as their lead guy?
Because Mitt's got all the big money behind him, and Mitt's a little slicker. And the power structure is almost scared of really charismatic people. But who knows? I mean, I would look for him, you know, down the road, governor,
mm-hmm.
You know, senator, vice president.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Alan West is a very talented guy and just absolutely feeds the neocon people what they want. They want to feel good.
Yeah.
And so, hey, you didn't want freedom. You wanted to feel good, just like Obama supporters. You want to feel like, you know, you're a great guy. And there's also that effect of, well, most conservatives I know are not racist. Most white people I know are not racist. In fact, there's a political correctness from groups, you know, that aren't, quote, white, or, you know, a European, that it's okay to think whites are all bad. So there's kind of a racism on that side, just from my own life experience and really studying it. So conservatives also want to vote for a black guy. They want to support him. They want to believe in him because they want to say, hey, no, you know, and I'm the same way just across the board. I don't care if you're a woman, a man, what color you are. I mean, I'm into individuals and ideas, but there's also that going for Alan West.
And the last question, Alex, comes to you from Tony. Who would you like to interview that you have not interviewed already? I think this is a great one to leave on.
Well, I mean, it depends if it was just like a fun guest.
Okay. One of each, like a fun and then a very serious political one.
Well, I mean, I would have liked to interview someone like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, but he's dead.
Right.
I would have, you find out Ernest Borgnine was a fan, and then you never push him to come on the show, and then they die.
Right.
Harry Dean Stanton, I found out, you know, knows about the show and was invited to his birthday party with Jesse Ventura, and I didn't want to bug him, get his number, get him on, you know.
Right.
But it's not like I would want that interview.
Cool.
But I mean, I get to interview Charlton Heston a few times. Only found one of the tapes. That's online on YouTube. I mean, I really like William Shatner. He's just funny.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm a fan of human beings. I'm a fan of different ideas. I mean, there's so many people. I hadn't seen these questions till you went over them. That's a really good question. Politically, I've gotten to interview pretty much everybody I've wanted to interview. There's neat people, you know, folks that I admire. People that I want to be able to ask interesting questions of. I'd probably want to really be able to interview people like Henry Kissinger, now that I think about it, or somebody like David Rockefeller.
Grill them, kind of?
Well, like an hour-long interview face-to-face, mm-hmm. like where they have 2 minutes, you have 2 minutes, to really appeal. Because I've worked so much that I can't ever really find that magic moment to get through to people, even if they're dark. But you can see that in a speech I gave the city council where we didn't have the votes, and I gave them a speech against the Patriot Act, and we got the vote we needed.
Nice.
And they passed the thing saying, we will defend the Bill of Rights. We're going to stand against the Patriot Act. And I was able to really be eloquent there and give, you know, a perfect 10 speech mm-hmm. or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one foggy, you know, VHS video somebody gave me, but it was a packed hall. That was, I think it's on YouTube, somebody called it Alex Jones, Real American Hero. We didn't name it that, it's some other channel. but it's a clip out of Matrix of Evil. Something like that. I would like to be able to talk to, say, you know, the head of the Rothschild dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Like Luke Radowski got to talk to him, and he actually turned and looked at him. It was kind of this moment. He was about to say something, and then Luke said something, and Luke says he wished he wouldn't have jumped on him, but I'd have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I'm glad you asked that question. I'd like to interview the top globalist. I'd like to talk to them about what they're doing to humanity, you know, how they've sold out mm-hmm. and the fact that they're already in hell. And if they have any humanity, there's still time to turn back. And on that note, great job, Christy. Let's make sure we do this again next week. We couldn't do any of this without you. Spread the word. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Thanks for the awesome questions, y'all. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And great out of the hundreds of questions you got. Mm-hmm. Also send,
letters to the editor for your magazine?
Letters to the editor for the magazine. We're getting ready to start working on that next week to you know, write articles, some originals for that.
Yeah, letters at InfoWars.com. Letters at InfoWars.com.
Letters at InfoWars.com.
Mm-hmm. You can follow the InfoWars magazine Twitter.
Hey, we could have an Ask Alex in the newspaper.
That'd be awesome.
Now that I think about it, maybe.
Two questions or?
Yeah, like maybe letters from the editor, because I want that to be like a whole page.
Yeah.
And then next to it, maybe a little quarter page.
Where they came from.
Questions from, questions to Alex.
Yeah.
Send them there. Letters at InfoWars.com?
You know, I see them on Facebook, on Twitter, on Planet InfoWars. I mean, I see questions to you all day long. If you want, I can just start calling those together and we can start putting that together.
Sure. I mean, I just want to put some things in the magazine that aren't anywhere else.
Right.
All right. Well, that is it. You can sign up for the free magazine to be emailed to you when it comes out at InfoWars.com/newsletter. That's it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, y'all. Keep those questions coming and ask Alex on PlanetInfoWars.com.